The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thanks, Craig. We're the only show that has the guts to tackle the issue, and that is the issue of UAPs, which is the new name that we're supposed to call UFOs.
Right.
UFOs stands for?
Unidentified Flying Objects.
Yes, and UAP stands for?
It's either unidentified or unknown aerial projectiles or something.
Precipice.
Unidentified aerial projectiles. All right, George, for the steal.
I'll go with precipice.
Unidentified aerial precipice?
Yeah.
Huh. No, it's unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
That's too much.
Is it?
Yeah, just go back to UFO. We all knew what we were talking
about.
Yeah,
but I think they want to take the flying out of it. Like they
want it doing?
Well, because these newer ones, you know, they go underwater.
Oh. Yeah, but then they fly afterwards.
They do. They do. But they want it to be broad enough that it can explain all unexplainable. It can cover all unexplainable
things.
How about
unidentified flying and diving object?
Well, it's getting too long.
I wonder if that's because that 60 Minutes story, remember all the pilots saying that they saw the one that went underwater and then shot way back up?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, yeah. It dives, so it's like they got to make sure they cover that too.
But I'm wondering if that was such a big story and a big moment, if that's why they ended up changing the name.
I don't think so, because I think they had changed the name before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was someone on Rogan's podcast, looks like it was a Republican from Florida, who's on the committee for oversight, which I think you do have to take with a grain of salt, because I've seen a lot of people who have done this with the Oswald papers that have been released. And they're saying, okay, now we have total proof that Oswald did not do it, or he wasn't acting alone. And their proof is that the government knew of Oswald ahead of time, that he was under surveillance ahead of time.
Therefore,
he obviously acted with a bunch of other people. And it's like, no, we knew that he had was on the FBI's radar, because he had defected to Russia and he'd come back here, and there was a local FBI field agent, James Hostie, who had gone out and tried to talk to Oswald before all this happened.
Listen to how all this rolls off his tongue.
But once again, you get half a story, or even half a headline now, is all you really need to form a full opinion.
Yeah, that'll get clicks.
Which is, people on the Transparency Committee are saying that it's certain that Oswald acted with other people. Well, yeah, really? Well, what's their evidence? Well, they have it. And, well, okay, what did they say? Well, they said that he was under surveillance. Okay, yeah, but what's the part that says that it proves that he did it with other people? Look, you're just not open to new information. No, I am. I am. I'm the one who's asking for it to be new information. Anyway, weren't we talking about
back to UAPs?
So anyway, this person on Rogan saying that she was in the Portland Air National Guard, and she is Luna. And that she encountered an unidentified anomalous phenomenon. Said this airspace incursion occurred one day while she was out working. She asked a pilot for more information. She said that they told her they were not allowed to talk about it.
Oh.
So.
Sounds pretty secretive.
Pretty solid evidence there. But she says that based on the photos that I've seen, I'm very confident that there's things out there that have not been created by mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is technology out there that would rival what we know currently with physics. And that the U.S. does not have the ability to reproduce it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, sounds like... And I'm caught in the middle of this, because I feel like there is extra stuff out there. But I do get annoyed sometimes when people believe that based on really sketchy evidence. I mean, I believe that, but will give you the caveat of, I've not seen solid evidence of this, but I am open to the possibility that solid evidence is on its way. I'm not going to go out there and try to convert people on this, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying that I think the explanation for those anomalous things is going to be very crazy. Interdimensional crazy. Or could it be that just China and or Russia has technology that we are so far behind on?
Could be.
I can't imagine that, though, because if they had technology that could bend space-time and they've somehow mastered physics in a way that we can't even comprehend, you'd think they'd solve some of the other problems that those two countries have.
Right.
It just seems wild that they've only made advancements in military stuff. They can bend space-time, but can't really get the whole let's get food to our people business going.
And knowing how those countries operate, if they had that technology, why wouldn't they take over the world with it?
Could it be, well, in China's case, like I kind of understand why China wouldn't do anything because they just can nurse all the wealth from America. It's like China gets us addicted to our technology.
Our TikToks.
And so it's like, hey, this is great. We love having the U.S. on the other side of the world. So we're kind of isolated from them geography-wise. And we just pump out cheap products to them that keep them addicted. And we've got a back door in every one of their cell phones to control them. So they're basically, the U.S. is just a hive of worker bees that pumps wealth back over to China. Mm-hmm. So I can get why they want us to keep
watching
dog going.
Videos.
But yeah, but why Russia, that's cut off from the entire world right now, if they have all this technology, you would think that they would make a move to do World War III to take over the globe. But maybe they can't because nuclear weapons. Because we say, look, we don't want you to have the world so much that we don't want anyone to have it. We'll just blow up the whole thing.
Like George taking you over the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Yes. Yes. So, do you believe that there is something to UAPs? And what is your pet theory?
I've always believed it. And since I was a kid, my thought has been the same. There is no way... I suppose there's a 0.00000% chance, but...
That's the same thing as zero,
no,
though.
No, I didn't finish out the numbers.
Oh, 0.2.
You had to do a lot of zeros before you got to a one.
Okay, gotcha.
I've always thought that in a universe this big, to think that we are the only form of intelligent life is ludicrous. It's incredibly egocentric, and it's, I believe, just flat wrong. I think there's so much intelligent life out there, and odds are a lot of it is way more advanced than us. We're probably more advanced than a lot of other intelligent life forms out there, but there's got to be a lot way more advanced than us, and I don't believe we understand the technology that other beings have.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond our... Well, think of... The stuff we've developed was beyond our imagination even 100 years ago.
Right.
So yeah. I think it's...
Yeah, when an ant looks at a supercomputer right now, how much does it understand of what it's looking
right.
at and
sure,
its capabilities?
Yeah, so I suppose it's a possibility, but I think for the most part what we've seen the last 5 decades has been our own technology that we... Like when they started testing the stealth bomber, mm-hmm. I'm sure people thought, okay, there's no doubt that's from another world.
Yeah, there's almost two questions here. One is, are we alone in the universe? And the other is, okay, well, what's the explanation for these things?
Right.
Are they even connected? We've always tried to connect these things, but they may be unconnected.
Maybe we hadn't seen it yet. Yeah.
Because if there is advanced life in another part of the universe, that doesn't mean they've contacted us.
Right.
Doesn't mean they've traveled here.
Right.
And even if they have traveled here for observation, it's probably not the childish thought of they are biological beings that climb into an aircraft right. at their home planet and then take off and then travel all the way over here to see us.
Right.
They probably have digital probes that go out and synthetic biology that comes to visit us, if there's any biology at all.
I think for the most part, we all want to believe that we are being visited. And so in our simple human minds, we have them getting on board a spacecraft and flying here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want that.
The one of the big questions is, you know, how we send out radio signals, and we've done this thing where we've always been begging to be visited.
Right.
Without giving thought to, is that wise at all?
Right. Like, we can handle anything.
Yeah. Why compromise your, if there's advanced beings out there that clearly would have weapon systems that we couldn't even pretend to defend against, why are we advertising ourselves as a free meal for aliens? Not necessarily they would eat us, but they would consume our planet or just destroy us, because it's like, oh, well, this is the potential threat here. These people are brewing up weapons that can destroy their planet. Well, let's go ahead and take them out of the universe. Yeah. Yeah, it just seems crazy to me that we do this thing of, we're this little defenseless rabbit. Why are we going into a place that we don't know how many predators are lurking in the shadows and making sure we're calling out, letting the predators know, we're here! We're here! Come on!
Right.
Come on out! Seems very stupid. But are we on the brink of a big government release of information that will confirm? Some people think that we're getting close to that, because we also, this is at a crucial time when people are so willing to believe conspiracy theories. So it's a marketplace deal. Now's the time to release this kind of stuff, because we want to hear and release it in drips to keep us going, where we love to find out the next little salacious detail of, ooh, what are UAPs really? And why was Biden and George W. Bush hiding it from us? And we could wrap it in with our politics, so we can still hate the same people we already hate. We can hate them even more.
Sure.
Let's get on this.
Come up with our own storylines. Yeah.
Let's get on this. Is it ourselves simply visiting us from a different time? Is it?
I like that.
Is it beings that live right alongside us in a slightly different dimension that we just can't even see?
I like
but
that.
But they found a way to cross over for a short period of times into our dimension before they pop back into their own. But they live in the same space-time coordinate.
All of it probable.
Yeah, I would say all of it is almost certain.
Yes.
Kind of like all that Oswald stuff. Yeah, there's no doubt. We've got enough evidence here. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe Oswald was the interdimensional being. That's what I need to do, is go back and look and see if Oswald's in any historic photographs in a time period where you didn't expect him to be.
I bet he is.
And I was just merely an agent that helped assassinate Abraham Lincoln.
JFK. I'm sorry. All right, Lee Harvey. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig.
That is the ODEC 634 on the ticket. Coming up next, we visit with our old friend Mushmouth Thomas.